Day 18. Not enough money. Of all the reasons I hear that people give for not doing the things that they want to do, it's that they can't afford it. It's not in the budget, they don't have the money. Of all the things that stress people out, the lack of money is right up there in the top one or two. And I get it. That was me for a long time. I had a million different jobs and gigs and projects and shows, and none of them paid very well. And I was constantly scrambling together 50 bucks here and 50 bucks there to try and make the rent. I shopped in thrift stores. I never had a spare dime for anything. And yet, in the middle of being so broke, I managed to go to Paris with my girlfriends for 10 days. How did I do that? I wanted to. I wanted to, so I figured it out. I made it work. I begged, I borrowed, I used credit I didn't really have. I made it work. And I noticed other people doing that too. No matter how broke someone says they are, when something comes up that really matters to them, they figure it out and they find the money. So this tells me that the issue is not actually the money. Go ahead and say that out loud for yourself. The issue is not actually the money. The issue is desire. The issue is willingness. The issue is being open to opportunities. And I've got to say, poor money. Always just sitting there, taking the heat for everything. We blame it for everything. We call it names. We say it's the root of all evil. Oh, I hate money. I hate talking about money. I hate making sales. I hate doing marketing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. When money in and of itself is innocent. Money is not good or bad. Money is simply one expression of value. When we exchange money for goods or services, it is a sacred exchange of energy. Money doesn't care what you do with it. Money just wants to serve you. So quit blaming money for all the problems in your life. In your real life planner today, notice that column on your could-do list that says money. On the things that you're doing, make a note about how much money is coming in or going out. After all, if you want more money, you're going to have to start paying more attention to money. Are you focusing on the activities that bring in the money? Are you focusing on your highest income-producing activities and your highest joy-producing activities? Are there some simple steps you can take to decrease the amount of money that goes out and increase the amount of money that comes in? Be grateful for the flow of money in your life. Like all energy, we want it to flow. We want breath to flow in and out. We want love to flow. We want money to flow. And notice how one way or another, you almost always have exactly enough for what you really need. Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, divine love, flowing, flowing through us, expressing as us. We come to you to heal our relationship with money. We see money in our mind's eye. Perhaps money takes a shape. Maybe it appears as something lovable, a puppy or a teddy bear or a magical fairy. And we notice how we've been keeping money at arm's length, swatting it away, pretending like we didn't care about it, blaming it for our circumstances. And we see clearly how eager money is to be of service to us. We see money forgive us instantly, right now. Money forgives us our trespasses and our neglect, and money showers us with love. We join hands with money. We connect energetically with money. And we feel the joyful energy of prosperity. We know there is no limit to the amount of money in the world. We know there is no limit to the amount of love in the world. We know that the more we have, the more we have to share. We align our mind and spirit with the generosity of abundance, and we begin a new world. Amen.